The state of Wisconsin prohibits farmers from using atrazine on about 1.25 million acres of land. But some countries ban atrazine, and some groups want tougher limits in the U.S. A few dozen studies show atrazine affects the reproductive organs of frogs. University of California, Berkeley biology professor Tyrone Hayes says he has new evidence that when male frogs are exposed to atrazine, they become functional females, able to lay eggs.
I think females should do the baby, you know, having the babies, and as we're biologically designed to do. In the wild, what it means is that you will reduce the number of functioning males in a population.
But other scientists have published studies showing little or no effect of atrazine on frogs. University of Guelph zoology professor Glenn Vanderkrack says he hasn't found a consistent, reproducible effect of atrazine on the development of a male frog's gonads.
Nor have we seen an effect in females, and nor have we seen an effect on metamorphosis. So, you know, some of the differences that are being reported are difficult to reconcile when, you know, Dr. Hayes suggests that there's responses that are only seen in our group that differ from his.
Hayes responds that the makers of atrazine help fund some of the research that supports the chemical. EPA staff recently said there's no compelling reason to pursue additional tests as to whether atrazine affects the development of a frog or other amphibian's ovaries and testes. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.